Good. Thank you. My husband is an old student. I would like to experience a course shorter than 10 days. Shorter than 10 days. Bargaining. I come from a business family, so I know how business people keep on bargaining. When my teacher told me 10 days, I said, impossible, sir, I am such a busy person. How can I spare 10 days? And understand, I am very intelligent. You give me the technique, I'll practice at home. Nothing doing. All right, one day, nothing doing. I had to spare 10 days. So don't bargain. Spare 10 days. Your husband got benefit from it, and you should also get benefit from it. I am already happy. Why should I practice Vipassana? You are really happy? If you are happy, don't you want to become happier? And don't you want to become happiest? Practice Vipassana and you will become happier and happiest. Is there an effort to bring Vipassana to the Middle East right now? It is there. The management will tell you there are centers in this state. And here also there is a center. Joint tent is there. And more people start joining. There will be more and more centers throughout this country and throughout the world. Why isn't inner peace and harmony natural? Why must we learn and train to be at peace? It is natural. But you have made it unnatural. We keep on generating impurity, and the natural peace is gone. So the whole technique is come back to the nature. Come back to the original nature where the mind is so peaceful, so pure. Is it necessary for a Vipassana meditator to take long courses such as 20 days, 30 days or more? First take 10-day courses. And then think of 20 days, 30 days, 45 days or 60 days. Is it possible that you will visit Taiwan again? Well, there is a center in Taiwan. There are teachers there. If necessary, yes, I may go. But at this age, I don't think it will be very possible to go immediately. We'll see. But the courses are going on there. Take advantage of the courses there. The center is there. Join the courses in Taiwan. How is Vipassana relevant during these difficult times of September 11? Yes, difficult time. It was a great tragedy, very inhuman action of these people, cruel people. They don't know what they are doing. Just having attachment to their own beliefs, their dogmas, they are harming themselves, they are harming others. And one must learn how to face that. Of course, every government will do the utmost for the safety of the citizens, which the government is doing. But on your part, remain united and remain fearless. And this technique will help you that in difficult days, how to remain united and how to remain fearless. Full of compassion for those people, no hatred, but at the same time, strong action has to be taken against those people who are harming the law-abiding citizens. Many students are eager to meditate with you. What kinds of courses do you personally conduct in India? Every course that is conducted by me. Every evening you have my discourse there on the video. Every hour or 1.5 hour you have instructions given by me on the tapes. And there is a teacher who will give any explanation. So don't look for the course where I am teaching. Wherever Vipassana is being taught, I am there. Join a course and you will get the same benefit. I have found that Vipassana has greatly assisted my Zen practice. Why are practitioners of other techniques not permitted to participate in Satipatthana or longer courses in your tradition? Yes, any practice that you are doing, this technique will start helping you, no doubt. But then there's a danger. that you start mixing up two techniques. And when you start mixing up two types of techniques, the efficacy of Vipassana becomes weaker and weaker. So for some time, without condemning, leave aside your earlier technique, give a fair trial to this technique, and see, you get much more benefit than you are getting now. Does psychotherapy have any role in the practice of serious Vipassana student? Yes, this is psychotherapy. Buddha was the greatest psychotherapist the world has ever produced. The mind is ill because of these impurities. And the technique he gave, purify the mind, you become a healthy person. So biggest psychotherapy that you have in Vipassana, make use of it. What is the role of self-inquiring in understanding the Dhamma? Not merely self-inquiring, but self-experiencing. Know yourself at the experiential level. If you keep on just inquiring, who am I, the answer might come, I am S. N. Goenka, so what? You have to experience what you are. What is this physical structure? What is this mental structure? And how, out of ignorance, there is a reaction going on at the depth of the mind, and one is becoming miserable. That is more important for you to know than anything else. What is one of the most valuable instructions you received from your teacher, Uba Khin? Vipassana. This was the most important thing I received from him. So I have the same thing for you also. This is what I am teaching. This is what I am distributing. I got so much benefit from it. So much of peace and harmony. The life totally changed. I want to share this with all of you. So spare 10 days and share the peace and harmony that I am experiencing. Can you talk about your personal practice throughout the years? How many times and how much you meditate? As I preach, so I practice. I ask my students, at least once in a year you take a 10-day course. I take longer courses once a year. We both take 30-day courses. Now we'll be taking 45-day courses. And then I ask the student every day, morning and evening, one hour, you have to practice. Whatever I preach, I have to practice. And this is what I am doing. I am finding so much benefit I got by maintaining the practice of every day. And the same will come to you when you start practicing. Are being bound with inherent impurities of mind, who is responsible? Every individual is responsible. Nobody else can make your mind impure. Out of ignorance, one keeps on making the mind impure. And with this technique, one understands how I am harming myself. And nobody wants to harm oneself. Everybody wants to live a peaceful life, happy life, harmonious life. But out of ignorance, without knowing what one is doing, one keeps on harming oneself. This habit pattern will change. This ignorance will go away. This is called enlightenment. You are aware of what's happening. And you don't allow any impurity to get generated. Even if it gets generated, you don't allow it to get multiplied. You come out of it. Do you believe in God as a creator and soul? Do you equate soul to inner consciousness? There was a question in my mind before I entered this course. Oh, these people are Buddhist and they don't believe in soul, they don't believe in God. They are atheists. If I also become like this, I'll go to hell. This is not for me. That question was there. After taking the course, it became so clear that if there is a soul, this soul will get liberated. Because what we are doing, living a moral life, purifying the mind, good for oneself, good for the others, then what bondage will be for the soul? It will get liberated. And if there is a God, and He has created the whole universe, and He has created this law, you generate defilement, you will be punished. You keep your mind pure, you will get reward. If this is made by the God, you will be very happy. Look, law-abiding citizens, they are practicing Vipassana, law-abiding citizens, whether you believe or don't believe, that is immaterial. You practice which is good for you and good for everybody. All these philosophical questions will not take us anywhere. We keep on quarreling on this, and we don't get anything. How can young children practice? Before birth, A pregnant mother should start practicing Vipassana, come to a course. When a pregnant mother comes to a course, she is practicing not only for herself, she is practicing for the child also who is in the womb. What good vibration one is giving to the child. Purity, purity, love, compassion, goodwill. The child gets such good nutrition. One comes out a very happy, healthy, harmonious child. And during pregnancy, the mother keeps on generating anger, hatred, ill will. What message are you giving to this child? The child will be very, very unhappy throughout the life. So this is a proper time when every pregnant mother should take the course and give good message, good nutrition to the coming child. Many come to the courses, many pregnant women come to the courses. I want a Dhamma baby, and they get Dhamma baby. Very peaceful. How Gautama Buddha's teaching differ from Bhagwan Mahavir, Jainism? Well, whether it is Gautama Buddha's teaching or Bhagwan Mahavir's teaching, unfortunately only the words remained. The technique got lost. When I came to India and I came in contact with people, and going around the world I come in contact with people, everywhere this teaching is there. Live a moral life. Live a moral life. Don't harm anybody. Don't perform any action which will harm others. The teaching is there. But mere teaching won't help. You have to learn how to live that life. Whether you are a follower of Mahavir or Buddha or Muhammad or Christ makes no difference. Learn this technique and be a good Hindu, a good Muslim, a good Christian, a good Sikh. Unless one applies Dharma in the life, how can one be a good human being? And unless you are a good human being, how can you be a good Christian or good Muslim or good Hindu or good Buddhist? Be a good human being, and this is what Vipassana helps you to become a good human being. Do I have to give up my beliefs in order to practice Vipassana? If it is blind belief, automatically it will go away. And if you are experiencing and your belief is according to the experience, your belief says, don't generate negativity. And you have belief in that. And with the practice you find, yes, when I generate negativity, I am the first victim, I become so miserable. Then keep that belief. But some imaginary belief, which has nothing to do with your misery, and nothing to do with your coming out of misery, then that belief will automatically go away. What is truth? How do you judge if life is mithya? Nothing is true. Whatever true you have at the apparent level, make use of it. The truth of the mind and matter. Why? Because out of ignorance, this mind and matter becomes a great bondage for you. You all the time generate craving, aversion towards this mind-matter phenomena. And you want to come out of it, the practice helps you to come out of it, and reach a stage which is beyond mind and matter, which is eternal, nothing arises, nothing passes away, which is Amrit. One has to experience that. Just accepting it at the intellectual level or emotional level does not help. So practice it and you will find that you are experiencing, you will reach the stage where you will experience the ultimate truth. But you have to start with the apparent truth and come out of it. No more craving and aversion towards this apparent truth. Meditation practice benefits us so greatly, yet in your teaching, students are made to feel that unless they sit or at least 1 hour, it doesn't count. Doesn't that discount the efforts of those who are not always meet the goal? It is a mental exercise. You learn a physical exercise somewhere, say yoga, asana, pranayama, or any other kind of physical exercise, jogging, walking. You learn and then don't practice. What benefit you will get? Similarly, you learn this mental exercise and practice every day, then you find you are getting benefit of it. Merely coming to your course of 10 days and forgetting it, then it becomes a rite or ritual or ceremony, it won't help you. Practice every day. Mrs. Goenka, how do you manage to be a Vipassana practitioner while being a mother and a wife? She practices, no problem. No problem. This is to say that the householders For the householder, vipassana is a must, because in the life of the householder, so much ups and downs come. So many responsibility, multifarious responsibility, looking after the children, looking after so many other responsibilities. One is most of the time losing the balance of the mind. By this technique, one maintains the perfect balance of the mind. The children are also happy, the whole family is also happy. One is happy, the whole family, one makes happy. So it is good that householder, the family people should practice vipassana. Is a guru needed for vipassana? No. A guide is needed. Don't come under the clutches of the so-called guru. The guru nowadays, they just exploit people to make money. Come, I will teach you. Oh, Goenka takes 10 days. I will teach in 1 week, weekend. Come. But give me so many dollars. Then it is not spirituality. It is just a business. Spirituality has become a business commodity. Don't encourage such people. They will be harmful. I am a serious meditator and I am also studying acupuncture, herbal therapy, massage therapy. Can I be serious about all of them at the same time? Yes, nothing wrong. We only say that when you practice any kind of healing where vibrations are used, outside vibrations are given an input in the patient who is a vipassana meditator, then there is a clash. A vipassana meditator always observes the natural vibration within the framework of the body, one's own natural vibration. And here you are giving some artificial vibration from outside. However good it may be, there is a possibility, and there have been cases when there is a clash inside and one gets big misery. In 2 cases we found lost the balance of the mind. So one should be very careful. All these therapies are very good, provided they are not mixed with vipassana. Those who practice vipassana must be away from all these therapies, because vipassana itself is a wonderful therapy. What is the reason for closing the eyes when meditating? Closing the eyes because with open eyes, your mind gets distracted, whatever you see. With closed eyes, everything that you have to see or you have to feel is within the framework of the body. And that is why it is important later on, when you reach high stages, then even with open eyes, you feel everything inside and you feel everything outside also. That is a higher stage. But you have to start with closed eyes. Is vipassana closer to Mahayana or Hinayana? Vipassana is neither Mahayana nor Hinayana. It is Dhammayana. Buddha taught Dhamma. Dhamma means a way of life, law of nature, which is applicable to everyone. Later on, these things started, Mahayana, Hinayana, Tantrayana, Mantrayana. We don't condemn them. Still, every yana comes out of the same tree, the branch of the same tree. So they accept the inner essence, the same inner essence, 4 noble truths, and then the 8 full noble path, and this origination with the conditional origination, pratitya samutpad, arising due to this reason, arising due to that reason. That is the same everywhere. And this is the crux of Buddha's teaching. So long as you practice this, you call yourself Hinayana or Mahayana, doesn't make any difference. How can one know that the experience beyond mind and matter is true or real and not trick of the brain? When you will experience that, you won't come to ask me any question. Experience it. Unless I think at future, how do I create a work of art, write a story, write a song? Yes, you have to think of future. We are not taking away from you to imagine something of the future. But while you are practicing, then you have to remain with this moment as it is. And then in your daily life, you have to think of the past also. What mistake you did in the past, you are not repeating the same. Future also, what step you have to take. You are not taking any step and you are thinking of far away. Then you are just waiting, wasting your energy. You are not to remember anything, and yet you keep on remembering so many things, you are wasting your energy. Wherever the need is, you will go to the past, remember what has happened in the past, and you make your plan for the future, for the next step. This is very essential and Vipassana will help you for that.
We have many, many more questions. Unfortunately, we only have time for one last one.
Only one? And after that I'm liberated? Good. Out of strong Christian belief, some people refuse to bear anything, to hear anything about Vipassana. Because there's great misunderstanding, people do not understand what Vipassana is. Otherwise, why such large number of Christian priests and nuns are coming to the courses? Till now, about 2,000 Christian priests and nuns have participated. And every year, hundreds of them, they keep coming. I remember the first missionary group who came, one very elderly mother superior, at the end of the course he says, Goenka, you are teaching Christianity in the name of Buddha. I am teaching spirituality, which is the same everywhere. A Muslim Maulvi comes to the course and he says, oh, this is what we find in our Holy Quran. The same thing is there, but we never knew. We never could interpret it properly. Now we understand. A Hindu says the same thing. Our Gita is talking about Vipassana. A Jain says the same thing. But because unless one practices, one cannot realize. So if you are a Christian, don't hesitate. You will become a better Christian. Come. This is what Jesus Christ taught. Purity of heart, love, compassion, goodwill. And you will get this in practice of Vipassana. May all of you enjoy purity of heart, love, compassion, goodwill. Happiness for you, real happiness for you.